You're listening to Montreal Now with Aaron Rand and Natasha Hall on CJAD 800.
That is James Menney. He is over at the Montreal Gazette. And Jim, I thought we'd start today with, here we are, June 1st, new provisions of Bill 96 kicking in. We've already seen some examples, and I don't know if you've heard this, but for people perhaps who haven't, I think Jason just played a little bit of it. If you were to call any of the city or provincial services, 311 is one of them, 511 I think is another. We called 311 earlier in the afternoon. I think Elias posted this up on his Twitter account as well. This is now the message, day one, that you're going to get from the city. Listen to this.
In accordance with the Charter of the French Language, we will be pleased to provide service in English. If you attest in good faith that you are covered by one of the following exceptions. If you are a person declared eligible to receive English education, if you are an indigenous person, if you are a recently arrived immigrant residing in Quebec for less than 6 months, if you are calling from outside of Quebec, or if you corresponded solely in English with the City of Montreal prior to May 13, 2021. If you attest in good faith, please press 2. Otherwise, please press 1.
By the way, when you press 2, we get the old, due to a large volume of calls, please hold, we can't take your call right now. But regardless, I'm just curious your thought on this.
Well, as goofy as that is, at least there is some kind of fractured logic to it, right? Because you have a choice, you've got to press the button. As I speak to you, I've got the City of Montreal's website up, and I'm getting the same spiel, except, you know, it's written down, and in the exceptions and whatever. And the suggestion being that, you know, in good faith, you want to continue in good faith, you know, you have to understand. And not that the City of Montreal's website was ever famous for being, you know, Anglo-heavy. There were parts of it that were in English, but not all. There was a lot of stuff that wasn't in English. On the other hand, if you look at the City of Longueuil's website, now the City of Longueuil is not recognized as a kind of center of you know Anglo culture in Quebec. They, however, have a message, and all it says is, "Listen, because of Bill 101, and this is I'm reading this in English because of Bill 101, this is in French only." However, if you want to read this site in English, just right click on the text that you're looking at, which makes kind of sense as opposed to the City of Montreal saying, well, you know, read this first, and we're going to trust you to continue using whatever, you know, sites we have here in English. I think it would have been really good, and I think it would have been a great icebreaker, guys, if the same way that, you know, you have these tests to make sure that you're not a robot.
Yeah.
You should have a thing coming up saying, click on the three pictures that are not the Fairview Mall.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
And at the bottom, you'll have a little check mark saying, I am not a Franco.
You know, Jim, the issue, of course, with this is going to be, this is all well and good, what they're doing. The question will then be, if the person on the other end of the line goes ahead and accepts whatever your good faith answer is, I'm guessing that's where the problems with this are going to lie.
Aaron, I think the issue is that if you and I were having this conversation anywhere else on earth,
fair enough,
we'd be fitted for jackets that do up the back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is surreal. This is, I know we talk about it, and, you know, it's a common theme on the show, and people call in and they're angry, but when you see it here, in this case, in black and white, you realize just how absolutely swinging from the chandelier, baying at the moon, nuts this place has become.
Yeah.
And I say that in the most embarrassing way possible. This is not like, oh, my goodness, oh, it's terrible, oh, it's a dictatorship, oh, they're Nazis. No, no, this is just stupid. This is the stuff people hear about any place else on earth and laugh their guts out the way they laughed at Donald Trump when he was addressing the UN. This is the biggest Bush League, ridiculous, embarrassing it seemed like a good idea at the time during the cabinet meeting fiasco that has become part and parcel of how we do things in Quebec.
You know,
I mean,
Jim,
the very idea that I have an automated website, I don't even have a human, saying, I'm going to trust you. And, you know, you've looked at this, you've seen the rules, and I'm going to trust you now to you know, not abuse this site and go into English stuff when you're not supposed to be there. It beggars belief. I mean, we can't, we've in the past, 101, whatever, Pastagate, we've had, you know, weird stuff. was no overzealous, you know, inspector. This is a day at the office. This is what we've come to. This is where we are. And I think, and you, I'm sure that if any Francophone newsroom reported on this, spoke about this, the way that we're just talking about this now, the three of us, their editors would be just laughing their heads off. That this absolutely ridiculous, slap-together, cocktail napkin legislation, this is what we get at the end of it. This embarrassing, soul-crushing, and intelligence-insulting policy that does absolutely nothing to protect the French language in Quebec, but certainly would give the rest of the world that the people in charge of protecting the French language in Quebec are perhaps, you know, not up to the job.
I was thinking, so the first time that we heard it today, when we called 311, I was floored by it. I found it incredibly upsetting to hear it. And I found it scary, just like you're describing. And then the second time I heard it, the third time I heard it, I've heard it probably six times, half a dozen times now. And I was thinking about how you kind of just start to accept it. You kind of get lulled into complacency. And that's what has happened in Quebec. If they took away all of our rights all at once, we'd be freaking, right? We'd be losing it.
Yeah.
But they chip away at it bit by bit, okay. And you get lulled into complacency.
So, you know, that's an interesting take. I will say one thing, and you're probably right as you keep looking at this over the last little while. That's what it's been. It's death by a thousand cuts.
Yeah,
right?
Lulled.
Jim, are you smelling a story in the New York Times, Jim?
I'm sorry?
You smelling a story in the New York Times?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure what's-his-face there is going to come in. He'll do a quick hit. But at this point, his editors are just going to roll their eyes and go, what, another one?
Here we go again.
Know? Yeah, there you go.
Which is what we do.
When I lived back in the hood, Natasha, and I didn't have to call 311 that often, but when I did, my experience was I'm bilingual, and I don't press 9 or whatever. I just go. I want to get someone to pick up the phone fast, so I want my service in French, okay? I would be in 30, 40 seconds, okay, of the conversation. It was clear that I speak French, but I'm an Anglo. Boom, the person at the other end of the line switches to English.
Ah, the good old days. Really, really.
See,
old
and I've
days.
Found.
Those,
I have...
Excuse me, those people are still there.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
They're shaking their heads the same way we are.
Yeah, the problem is those who, of course, are emboldened enough by these kinds of actions to kind of double down and not talk to you in English because they don't feel you're in good faith. Whatever that excuse is going to be, I think we're going to start to see and hear more and more of them. That's the part that I'm concerned with.
Well, sure. But why not? You're a zillion percent right. The usual screaming language banshees will be emboldened. They will feel like they're completely justified now. They'll feel the government has given them a warrant to go out
exactly.
and start taking names and making reports. All that said, in the end, it's still not going to change anything. In the end, we're seeing every single policy of this CAC government end up being reversed because when reality intrudes on the legislative process here in Quebec, they flip-flop.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you between the lawsuits, between the what will be a growing number of headlines, just pointing out the absolute, you know, backwoods absurdity of this, you will see the same way they're chipping away at our lives, Natasha, I think you're going to see their legislation chipped away at simply because above and beyond everything else, if you want to get any Quebec nationalist / separatist government angry, you don't protest. You don't shout. You just laugh. These guys don't like being laughed at. But when it happens, believe me, all of a sudden we get results.
James Manny at the Montreal Gazette. Thank you, Jim.
Adam.